One final time, our Jackson Heights locker room chat here on KNZA 103.9. Brandon Tamman joined by the Cobras football coach. That is Caleb Wick, brought to you by Farm Bureau Warm, Ron Kirk's Body Shop, and Community Healthcare System. Coach, it's been a fantastic season. We'll talk about the playoffs here in just a little bit, but 7-1, get a piece of the Northeast Kansas League title when you've had a little bit of time to maybe reflect on it a little bit during the preparations here for the playoffs. Just how awesome was this regular season portion for you?
You know, it was a great year for us, and, you know, just looking back at it, you don't realize how special it is until you look on how young we still are. You know, we bring in Weston to begin with, so we have four seniors total on the team right now, and all of them are major contributors on the team, but gosh, just look at our youth movement. On the offensive line with J.W. Moore and Anthony Galata and Jace Doyle and Max Watkins, and then we lose arguably our best defensive player before the season even starts with Titus Eisenbarth, and he was able to get some snaps in last week against Onega, and hopefully he can get more in this week against Mission Valley. And, you know, then Cade goes down against Troy, and he doesn't play against Effingham, and we just plug Josh in there and plug Weston in there in the backfield. So I couldn't be more pleased with the way we've really stuck together as a team this year and just have gotten better each and every week, and how our youth has really, really improved during the course of the year.
7-1, of course, through the 8-game regular season, getting set for Mission Valley in the playoff opener. We'll talk about them in a moment, but obviously, you talk about that youth movement and sophomore quarterback Drake Mellies. Was the expectation for him to be a 1,000-plus-yard rusher and 500-yard passer with 20-plus touchdowns? I mean, the offensive line, a huge part of the rushing attack. But, man, just a sophomore again, and he certainly shined really all season long.
Yeah, and, you know, we knew he had it in him, but we knew he still had to execute. He still had to, you know, be in the weight room all summer. We were really pleased with him all summer. He was able to add 50 to 60 pounds on all of his maxes. And, you know, with the conditioning and everything we did over the summer, he became a more complete player. You know, maybe his freshman year, maybe a little arm tackle or something would bring him down. I'm sure he's running through that arm tackle. And he's very, very cerebral. You know, like you said, he's only a sophomore, so I know there's a lot of stuff he still needs to work on and still needs to continue to get better at. But we were so pleased with his maturation this coming year and just can't wait to see what the future holds.
How pleased were you with the team's last three games? You know, you start with four straight wins, and then you kind of suffer that setback at Centralia, which the Panthers would go on to win the district. You guys finish runner-up, but bouncing back after a tough loss like that and winning your final three games the way that you did, just how pleased were you and the coaches in that sense, how they bounced back and were able to finish strong down the stretch?
You know, you really can see what kind of team you have, not after a win, but after a loss. You know, they really came together. They own their mistakes. Not just them, but us coaches owned our mistakes. I mean, we could do better as well after that Centralia game. And, you know, the kids took it to heart. They really got into the film. They really took the criticism and took the coaching to heart. And we've definitely made bigger improvements here the last 3-4 weeks of the season compared to the 3 or 4 first weeks of the season. So, and if you look back at it, I think our schedule has gotten a little bit tougher as well as we, you know, maturated through the process of our scheduling, especially after the Centralia game with Effingham and Troy. But overall, we are very, very pleased with the way we came out after that. And, you know, it's just kudos to my assistant coaches and kudos to the kids.
Jackson Heights and Mission Valley for a playoff matchup on Friday night. We'll talk about that after a timeout here on KNZA. One final time with Jackson Heights football coach Caleb Wick, brought to you by Farm Bureau Warm, Ron Kirk's Body Shop, and Community Healthcare System. Cobras at 7-1, runner-up finish in the district. They'll get a home playoff game here on Friday to begin that 1A run, taking on a 3-5 Mission Valley team. Coach, talk to us about Mission Valley. What do you see? What stands out? You know, just a 3-5 record. They've got some similar opponents to you guys with some teams being played out of the NEKL, but what stands out when you first put them on film?
Well, like you said, they played some pretty good competition, especially at the beginning of the year, playing Osage City and West Franklin and Council Grove as well. They got a lot of speed. I know they had a different quarterback starting the year, and they switched some stuff up a little bit, probably got more speed on the field. Their quarterback's definitely a difference maker. I'd compare him a lot to Drake, maybe a little bit faster. They like to run a lot of veer option. Get him on the edge, have your defense make choices, and then he'll read off of that and either give it or pull it and make a play. And defensively, they fly around to the football. They look really fast on turf, so hopefully, you know, Kansas helps us out a little bit, and we get about 2.5-3 inches of rain that's in the forecast, and muddies it up a little bit for us. They definitely have more speed than us, and we'll definitely have to, you know, win on the trenches and win on the outside and be able to tackle in space. I think that's what is going to be very, very big for us this week, is just being able to tackle in space.
You mentioned tackling in space, obviously a big key. How much does the weather really play a factor? I mean, it sounds so simple, like, oh, it's going to rain or it might be a little bit wet, but for the average person who doesn't know, that can really affect a ball game and maybe what you guys do in terms of the preparation. How much does the weather forecast kind of play a part in this?
Well, you know, the benefit about us, you know, going back to the wishbone this year is I don't think it really affects the wishbone more so than the spread. And, you know, they're a spread team. They're a spread option team. And, you know, when you have your backs, you know, 5, 6, 7 yards in the backfield and you expect on making a quick cut or a quick read, that could hurt you a little bit. Just exactly like us in the spread when we run our powers, counters, and GTs, you know, the offensive lineman moving when it's wet out, the offensive lineman trying to switch directions and the backs trying to switch directions when it's wet out. And, you know, you're going to be a step or two slower. And, you know, if you step in the bucket and not get your feet underneath you, you're going to, you know, lose your feet and end up on your backside. So the weather's definitely going to play a big factor, and it's going to be, I think they said game time, it's going to be like 48, 47 degrees, something like that. So it's going to be cold as well. So hopefully we can come back to our power run game and be able to go back to old school running the wishbone and sprinkling in some spread and just having some success on Friday.
7-1 regular season, co-NEKL champs opening up their 1A playoff run Friday night at home against Mission Valley. Ball game you can watch on the Cobra Channel. Coach, thanks again all the time throughout the course of the year. Good luck here in the playoff run. We'll talk to you here soon.
Thank you very much.